Cape Talk. Sarah Jane is on Twitter.
You can tweet her at This Is SJ King.
All right, our music guest this week hails from the East Rant, and his love affair with music began when he was really young. His grandparents bought him his first guitar when he was just 6 years old. He later went on to study at the Campus of Performing Arts. He then joined a band and toured with that band for 3 years. But then in 2015, Jared Smith decided that actually he wanted to pursue a solo career. And the rest, as they say, is history. He's released his debut solo single, which is called We Can Dance, which we'll hear at the end of the show. And we're absolutely delighted to have him on the show this morning. Jared, good morning.
Hello, Esther. How are you?
I'm absolutely fabulous. I'm so thrilled that you can join us this morning. Tell us about your musical background then. You were 6 years old when you say that your grandparents bought you your first guitar, but it took you a while after them buying the guitar to actually pick up and start playing. Why is that?
Oh, it's just because there was like, I come from a little small town in the East Rand called Springs, and there weren't a lot of teachers back then. So I didn't really have anybody to teach me. And so that was like the reason I didn't start really early. And then we had a friend that used to drive in and out of the East Rand on a motorbike with a guitar on his back.
Wow.
He started teaching me when I was 12, which was very cool. And he taught me the first three chords, and then he'd leave for like 2-4 months, and then he'd come back, and then he'd teach me the next two chords, and then he'd leave again, and I was like, okay, cool. But then because I practiced a lot, I got bored very quickly. So what I did is I wrote songs on those three chords, or those five chords, or those six chords that the guy taught me, and that's how I got into writing music at an early stage.
In terms of your early musical influence, I mean, what was the music that was being played in your house when you were growing up? What were the sounds of your childhood?
The sounds of my childhood was Beatles, Bee Gees. My dad was really into the older like British and American EPs in those days. So I did,
there
was a lot of that. I then found Jack Johnson and became like an incredibly huge fan of his. That's my history and music.
Yeah, your musical history. So you ended up going on to study music at the Campus of Performing Arts, and then you joined a band and you toured extensively with that band. Tell us about the band. Tell us about, what was the name of the band?
Oh, the band was called Van Smith, because we had two guys in the band that had Thunder Linda and Billy Van Donder, so we took the middle part of their names and then my surname Smith, and then we just created Van Smith.
I love it.
And we were three piece, and because of that we could just jump in the back of a bucket and just go Cape Town, Durban, anywhere. It was wonderful.
Tell us then, what was it in 2015 that made you say, you know what, it's been great, lads, but I'm off to do it on my own?
it sounds aggressive. No, what happened was
I'm off.
my bassist, he sat me down and he was like, listen, bud, my wife has fallen pregnant, and I now need to make sure that there is money in the house, and music wasn't paying as phenomenally as people think it does. And he said he can't carry on. He needs to find something that's more stable for his family. And I completely understand. And we're all still incredibly good friends from the band. And then my perception of it was, I don't really know how to do anything else, so I'll go solo.
Wow. How's it been? Yeah. I mean, it's obviously been a few years now that you've been working as a solo artist. I imagine there are pros and cons to being a solo performer.
Yeah, so the pros are I don't have to wait for people to get to band practice. And the con is that when I get to a place, I eat alone. So,
sure. You don't get lonely on stage. I remember when, and this ages me terribly, but I remember when Robbie Williams left Take That, breaking girls' hearts across the world. In 1993 or something. and he said that when he, as much as he enjoyed his solo career, there were moments on stage where he'd sort of look left and right and feel a bit lonely. Is that something you can relate to or no?
I think it happens sometimes. If I'm playing a corporate or something where all I need to be is just background music, I think I do. But if I'm at like just a normal show, I'm very interactive. So I make sure that I don't get lonely by talking to people and chatting and giving people stick and, you know, enjoying myself that sense. So normal shows, I don't get lonely at all. Even though I'm playing by myself, yeah.
Sure. Well, you've got a single, your debut solo single, We Can Dance, which we're going to hear in just a minute. Is there an EP? Is there an album in the works? What's next after the single?
Yes, I've managed to wrangle three songs together. We Can Dance is the first one, and I'll be dropping those other two within the year, and then hopefully I will have obtained some more cash to then carry on for the next three.
Jared, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on Weekend Breakfast.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the chat.